chapter 32. Give ear, O ye Shemaim, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as a rain, my speech shall drip as a dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as a showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh, ascribe you greatness to our Supreme One. He is the rock. His work is complete. For all his halachot are right ruling. El, the power of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Is this how you pay Yahweh, O foolish and unwise people? Is not he your father that has brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the sons of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Yaakov is a lot of his inheritance. He found him in a wilderness land, and in the waste, howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He continually guarded him as a pupil of his eye, as an eagle stirs up her nest, flutters over her young, spreads abroad her wings, takes them, and bears them on her wings. So Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange El with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter from the herd, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat kernels of wheat, and you did drink the pure wine of the grapes. But Yesharun waxed fat and kicked. You are waxen fat. You are grown thick. You are covered with fatness. And then he forsook Elohim, who made him the rock of his salvation, with contempt. They provoked him to jealousy with strange powers. With ritual defilement, they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to powers whom they knew not, to new powers that came newly up, whom your Avot feared not, of the rock that gave you birth. You are unmindful and have forgotten El, the power that formed you. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very perverse generation, children in whom there is no belief. They have moved me to jealousy with El. They have enraged me to anger with their futilities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a nation that is slow to learn. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn to the lowest Sheol, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will increase their disasters. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send wild animals upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword outside and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of grey hairs. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Was it not that I considered the taunt of their enemies, lest their adversaries misunderstand, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yahweh has not done all this? For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000, and two, put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and Yahweh had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their wine is of the wine of Sidon, and of the fields of Amorah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is a poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me, and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongs vengeance and recompense. Their feet shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For Yahweh shall judge his people, and he is grieved for his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, and there is no one left, whether confined or set free. And he shall say, where are their powers, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can rescue out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to Shemaim and say, I live forever. If I sharpen my glittering sword, and my hand will take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies, and will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Be glad, O Shemaim, with him, and let all the heavenly sons pay homage to him. Be glad, O Goyim, with his people, and let all the Malachim of Elohim prevail for him, for he will avenge the blood of his sons, and take a revenge, and repay the enemies with a sentence, and he will repay those who hate, and the Adonai, the Lord the Master, shall cleanse the land of his people. And Musa came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. And Musa made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts to all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to guard to do all the words of this Torah, for it is not a worthless word for you, because it is your life, and by this word you shall prolong your days in the land, where you go over the Jordan to possess it. And Yahweh spoke to Musa the very same day, saying, get up into this mountain Avarim to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount where you go up, and be gathered to your people, as Aharon your brother died in Mount Hur, and was gathered to his people, because you trespass against me among the children of Israel at the Maim of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, but you shall not go there to the land which I give the children of Israel.